Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Making the do not resuscitate decision, or Deirdre, the big bopser. Well, folks, I collided with a big difficult decision Wednesday. I have a sister, Deirdre, about 10 years younger, who was born with Down syndrome and is severely retarded. Many fond memories of us as kids. We could play simple games, and she understood a few words and could say a few. I'd tease her by mimicking her, "Get out of here, leave me alone," gesture. And she would give me another one of those, and we'd laugh. She called me Ditchy, and I called her Bopser. Somehow, it became clear that of me and my two brothers, after our parents no longer could, I'd make the care decisions for her that parents of children and then adults with Downs have to make. The most heartbreaking one was when to move her from home to a supervised living facility when my mother could no longer take care of her. That worked out pretty okay, with ups and downs, some good caregivers and some not so good. But then about 4 years ago, Deirdre broke both her hips and been confined to a wheelchair, and like many aging people with Downs, has been losing her ability to understand, no longer speaks, even makes many sounds at this point. She can't eat solid food, no more get out of here gestures. And Wednesday, she was having surgery. A few days earlier, I'd filled out the paperwork and answered the questions about whether to try heroic efforts to resuscitate her if her heart or breathing stopped during the procedure. And then at the OR prep, the doc asked to go over that decision with me so we clearly understood each other. Now, this was tough, unexpectedly, and stunningly real with Deirdre and the moment right there. What helped was the doc told me what may happen, that they'd have to make decisions about, and that they wanted some guidance on. What else helped was that she told me there were people on both sides of the issue, those who decide to do nothing if the patient's heart or breathing stops, and those who choose to do everything possible, and that she made good eye contact with me while she was talking it over with me. That was surprising. But I realized their decisions must be difficult for them, too, while they're doing their medical work. What helped with all of this was that I'd had this what to do if discussion with my two brothers a while back. And it helped that I'd spent time with the bopser and worked hard to take care of her. And that I'd asked the doc for a few minutes to think this one over. I went to see Deirdre in her room, saw that I couldn't tell if she knew who I was anymore, saw her wince in pain. I gently rubbed the side of her face, put myself in her place, and asked, would I want to live if I didn't know anybody anymore? If I couldn't talk or read or watch TV even? I felt the love we'd have over the years, gave her a few kisses, and made my decision. You know, some things, no matter what we decide, just aren't easy. I hope things go well for you and your family whenever you have to make these decisions. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.